USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes President Biden had a very productive first year in office. The California Democrat adding there's still a lot more for the president to do.
As we all know, much more needs to be done, but we have made great progress in this year.
Pelosi emphasizing the importance of the COVID relief package passed last year. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Honduras for the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. VP Harris recently announced new commitments from the private sector to invest in the Northern Triangle nations of Central America as part of the effort to address root causes of migration from the region. As far as if the administration is going about things the proper way, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Fox News.
The answer is to secure our own border. Because if our border's secure, if we're not encouraging migrants to make that journey and come to our southern border, then they're not going to do it. I don't think that they're taking their cues from their local corrupt government.
Approximately 200,000 vehicles are being recalled by Ford Motor Company due to an issue with the brake lights. The notice covering 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models and some 2015 Mustang coupes. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. AG Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights. And whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
The Olympic Games will be announced from a booth far away from China.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. One NBC host will travel to Beijing to cover the first few days of the games before heading to Los Angeles to cover the Super Bowl. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.